Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now, our industry review this week is the Irish bridal sector. It's a significant and competitive market built on reputation, precision and trust. So for this week's industry review, I'm delighted to be joined by three business owners operating at the sharp end of that industry. Joining me today are Marina Hogan. She's the owner of Stylicious Hair and Makeup. Also joining me is Yvonne Marr of Makeup by Yvonne, as well as Mairead Kennedy from AK Bridal Limited. I might start with you, Mairead. You're very welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bobby.
Not at all. Firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself and indeed your business.
So my name is Mairead Kennedy and it's MK Bridal and we are based in Navan, County Meath. I started my business in 2017.
Good.
And it's been growing from strength to strength ever since.
Yeah. And the reason that you started in 2017, what did you do before that?
Well, I come from a family of salespeople, basically.
Good. And Nothing wrong with that.
I cut my teeth in sales, basically, with my family. We owned a convenience store in Summerhill in Dublin.
It was
a Gala.
Yeah.
So I came straight out of school and that was basically my college, my learning. So we did 11 years there. Tough, tough stand, but amazing. And I learned so much about business.
So then the wedding dress, per se.
Yes.
What's the spectrum of cost in terms of how little or how much would somebody spend on a dress?
So it depends, really. Like, everybody has a different budget. In my boutique, we generally, the average cost of a wedding dress is between 2,000 and 3,000.
Okay.
But that differs all over the country. But that seems to be the clientele that we attract.
Is that sort of the sweet spot?
I think so. Yeah. I think so, yeah. Like, we have world-renowned designers. So we buy a lot from Ukraine. Yes, we do. Yeah, our top selling designers from Ukraine never let us down.
Isn't that great?
In the 4 years, yeah, we've got all our deliveries and all our brides are very happy.
Good. Okay, stay with us, Mairead. Let's talk to Marina Hogan of Stylicious Hair and Makeup. Good morning to you, Marina. How are you?
Morning, Bobby. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and indeed your business, if you would.
Okay, I set up Stylicious in 2015. I came from a completely different background. I was in IT and insurance, but always had a very creative side and had worked in management for a number of years and just thought I'd take the plunge. And here we are,
good job.
Year 11, and doing really well. Yeah.
So year 11, you said that once you find what you love, you can give more of yourself.
Yeah,
and you do both.
And it doesn't feel like work.
And you do hair and makeup.
Yes, I trained to be a makeup artist back in, I won't tell you how long ago, but I always had a flair for hair as well. So I did my training after I took redundancy in hair, and it just always seemed like a natural thing for me to do both. A lot of people in my industry that do one or the other think I'm a bit crazy doing both, but
does that give you a competitive edge, Marina?
It does, and I work with a lot of American and Canadian brides coming over to Ireland to elope, so they wouldn't necessarily be coming with a big bridal party. So I can go and work with them, create the full hair and makeup look, help with their dress, you know, and I'm the one person with them on that day. So that's a very special thing to be able to do.
Absolutely. Stay with us. I want to introduce you to our third guest, who's Yvonne Marr. Makeup by Yvonne. Yvonne, you're very welcome to the programme.
Oh, thanks, Bobby. I'm delighted to be here.
Now, tell us all about yourself and your business.
So, I'm Yvonne Marr. I'm from Kilkenny.
Good job. You're off to a great start.
Exactly. And I'm actually in the industry since 2000, so nearly 25, 6 years in this industry. And I've worked in all aspects. I've worked from owning my own premises to working with designer houses to you know, going out on my own as a professional makeup artist and also doing film and theatrical makeup. So I kind of, I covered everything. And in the last 10 years, I've honed into commercial and bridal are my two main businesses now. Yeah.
Now, am I right in saying that you're ringing us or you're talking to us this morning from Kilshane House? Are you at an event there?
I am. I'm actually in the middle of a massive big bridal party and they've been all so good this morning. So I'm in Kilshane House, which is so beautiful. And one of the perks of the job has always been in a fabulous office and a location somewhere beautiful around Ireland.
They have the lovely orangery there, don't they? I know it well.
They have. Yeah. Oh, you know it. Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. Very nice.
So just tell us about your day today then, typically, what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, so like this morning I got up at 25 and I left home at 5:30 and I got here at 6:30 then, nearly quarter to seven. So I'll start, I'm in the middle, I have four makeups done already.
Wow.
They're getting hair done at the moment and I have another four to do, but we've plenty of time, so it's fine. I'm actually booked for the full day today, so it's a second package that I offer. You can have me up to the chapel or up to the dinner. So I'm booked for the full day. So I'm going to be here till probably 6 or 7 o'clock today.
So the girls would come back after the church and there could be a touch up or whatever to get them ready for
them. For the bride afterwards. It's just if there's, you know, extra any touch ups, or if somebody's doing a second look for the evening because they might change the dress, or do something different. But for today, she just wants me just to make sure that she's fine for the day. So
that's great.
All
right. Well, stay with us. I want to go back to Mairead Kennedy from MK Bridal. Just walk us through, if you would, Mairead, the process of selecting a dress. How does it all work?
Yeah, it's there's a lot of pressure on brides, so we understand that. So when they come in, it's all about making them feel comfortable. So we have over 200 dresses in store, so we've quite a large showroom in Navan. So we bring them in, they get their glass of Prosecco. It's all about, we've created a really nice vibe in MK
Bridal. So it's kind of like an event in itself.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, yeah. So when they come in, we've got three bridal studios. So it's all private as well. So you're with your consultant and you have a little chat beforehand about what kind of styles, if you've tried on before, and then the consultant will take the bride herself and pick four or five dresses to try initially.
So when a bride is coming for a consultation,
yeah,
do you kind of know what they like or where their interests lie?
Yeah,
so you have specific ones laid out for them, or
no?
How many dresses would a bride try on?
It depends, really. So initially, we don't want to like bamboozle a bride with loads of dresses first off. So we pick about five or six. And then, like I always say, quickly, once we get the shape that she wants to wear, so if it's going to be fit and flare or A-line or ball gown, then it kind of all falls into place right then. Yeah.
And typically, how long would a bride stay at a consultation? How many of them would there be?
So we can take, like, so there would be an hour and a half for a consultation.
Right.
And you can bring up to five people with you in our boutique, in our largest room. So
it could be a bit dangerous. So if you've got six different opinions, then.
That's the difficulty of it. Yeah. You've not just got to please the bride, you have to please everybody else as well. But your main focus is always the bride.
Right. Marina, when it comes to hair and makeup, do people come for consultations, or how do you get business?
Bobby, so getting business through obviously social media is so big now, and we also have a website, stylishes.ie. And with consultations, we do a prep and a trial once they have confirmed their booking.
Right.
Usually recommend that to take place about 8 to 10 weeks beforehand. So they have a good idea about, you know, their style for their day. They'll have their dress, what kind of look they're going to go for. We'll have a chat about that then before they come to their appointment, so that they get the most out of the time with me, rather than coming blind. And I'll also give them kind of a little checklist of things to do to prep themselves before they come to me, like making sure that their hair was washed well the night before, making sure that they wear a white top.
Okay.
If they wear something with the same, a similar neckline to their dress, it's easy for them to visualize then their full look.
Yeah,
rather than trying to imagine. But I also take photos then when we're finished everything, so they have them to take away with them and look afterwards.
And how long, again, going back to the same question that Mairead answered there, so somebody coming in to check out the makeup, would they spend a couple of hours there? And would you...
For full hair and makeup, yes, they're with me for 3 hours.
Wow. And am
I
right
in saying... home with a little bit of homework.
Yeah. And I'm right in saying, obviously, you go to the bride then on the day.
Yes, for their trial, they come to, I have a studio here in Neath and in Rathdowton. And then on the day, whether they're getting ready at home or at their venue, then we travel to them.
Okay. So, and typically, how far would you travel, Marina?
I travel up to 2 hours.
Okay, so that covers a big sort of cohort of the population.
If you're coming not from traveling to the other side of the country for, you know, 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. But where, you know, from Rathdowton, it's great because, you know, we can do Wicklow, Dublin, Kilkenny, Loud, Meath, obviously.
Yeah.
We have a good range.
And if you're arriving then down on the day and there's a bride and 3 bridesmaids, how many people would you be bringing with you, or would it just be yourself?
So I have 2 girls that work with me part-time, and it depends. Sometimes we get booked for hair only or makeup only. And if we're booked for both, then there'll be 2 of us. And if we have a larger group, then there'll be 3.
Okay. And maybe our listeners might be interested to know, what are the kind of trends then? You mentioned social media. What are the trends around, the current trends around hair and makeup for brides of 2026?
Okay. For hair, it has been half up, half down, has been very popular for a number of years. We are getting quite sleek and natural this year, which is great. So a nice sleek low bun or a modern version of a French twist has been very popular. I've done, I think, 5 or 6 of them in the last week. That's a beautiful style. And then with makeup, it's, again, it's more pared back. So it's like a nice skin look, quite natural. Which is really lovely to see.
And
so that means, as I said, when I do the trial, they're given a little bit of homework so that their skin and hair is that.
Okay.
As good as possible so they can get these looks.
And Yvonne, would you be seeing similar trends?
Yeah, like every stylist has their own kind of style that people book you for. And we're all very individual. And I think initially people book you for that particular style. And then you kind of go with the trend of what's happening that year. For me, all the foundations have changed this year because of new laws and regulations with ingredients. So we're all trying to restock our kits with all brand new products. But I'm definitely finding that it's all about skin. It's all about blusher and being really glowy. But I'm still seeing a nice smoky eye and really glossy lips are back, which were gone for a long time. I know you won't know much about that, Bobby.
I'm way out of my depth here, I have to say.
I know.
I'm doing my best. I have a financial interest in all this with 4 daughters. But
that's my it. Interest you probably is do all, know more.
It's yeah. purely financial.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
It does change. And really, you know, what makes the change is the designer brands around the world come up with the new season and we kind of keep an eye on what they bring out. And then that kind of trickles down then to what look comes out. Like there's a brand new trend for the younger bride at the moment, which is pink under eye concealer, which I've actually bought last week. So it's trying now for me to master that
look
and work with it. It's all little things, but these are the things we have to keep on and keep working with and just staying on trend, you know, and it's really important.
Let me ask you one more thing, Yvonne. If a bride and 3 bridesmaids within a couple of hours of where you are. What sort of budget should they be looking at for makeup for the day?
So it comes down to loads of different factors, and it's so hard to give one, but you're definitely looking at 500 plus.
Okay.
So, but it does depend on travel, and it depends on...
Yeah, no, I totally get that. Yeah. I just wanted to get a kind of a yardstick. Just for our listeners, indeed, and indeed for myself.
Okay.
So, Mairead, when you're marketing the business, you mentioned social media.
Yeah.
Tell me how you represent your business on social media and what works for you in terms of getting business. You said you're from a sales background.
Yes.
So I presume you're all over this.
I try to be. Well, like, social media is like another full-time job. So I do have one of my girls who works fully on the social media side of things. But I really try to portray what we're about across our social media. So I have a lot of like interaction with myself, doing interviews like this, because what have we created in MK Bridal? It's about the vibe. It's about someone going, I really want to go there, because it's like, it seems relaxed. It seems like, you know, like, I'll find my dress there, you know. So that's what I kind of try to portray.
But it's also a very visual medium.
100%.
You know, people want to see what the dress looks like.
Yeah. So when I started, say, there was no like TikTok. Okay. So it was all Instagram. So it was kind of easier. You were just putting up pictures. But then that quickly turned into the video is now the visual.
Okay.
And like, you know, when I started, I didn't think that I would have to be, you know, dancing around and doing things like that. But that's what works.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get older, but the brides are younger. So you have to keep up with that. So yeah, it's all just seeing what trends there are and sticking with it.
And what about influencers, Marina? When it comes to hair and makeup, people would come in and say, well, I follow this influencer and I like the way she wears her hair and I like her makeup look. And is that how people kind of communicate with you?
Not so much influencers. They will take images maybe from Google or Pinterest or other Instagram accounts. One thing that we really need to be careful with at the moment is that a lot of the images that are being shared with us are AI.
So,
so danger here. We gently remind our brides that, you know, they do need to be realistic. When they're looking for images, I will always advise one to start in my gallery, because there's a good variety of work. And obviously, if they booked me to do their day, it is my work that they should be looking at.
Yeah.
But also, you know, if you have brown hair and brown eyes, look at photos of girls with brown hairs and brown eyes. Because if you pick images of girls with blonde hair and blue eyes, that look is going to look completely different on you.
Right.
So it's trying to encourage them to, you know, and being able to see how to translate a photo into themselves.
Yeah, so buyer beware. What you see is sometimes not what you get.
And, you know, constantly we're getting photos, oh, I love her flawless skin, but her skin is flawless because it's AI or it's been filtered greatly. So, yeah.
Okay.
You can do all the homework and do all the skincare, but, like, skin is still skin.
Yeah. Well, look, it's been a great discussion. It's a great business. I admire all your energy and your creativity, and I really have enjoyed our conversation here today, even though I am, as I said earlier, way out of my comfort zone.
Thanks so much for having me.
Marina Hogan, Yvonne Marr, and Mairead Kennedy.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you coming in.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.